Good evening. It's November 12th, 2011. The time is 7:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. This is Audio Mo number 12 for Audio Mo 2011 on Audio Boo. And this is sort of a late Audio Boo for the day, or Audio Mo, I should say. I usually do them in the morning. I was going to do one this morning, but I'm sort of glad that I waited, because what I wanted to say as a particular subject was not as important as what just came over, or what I've been following here since getting out of work, and that's the local high school here in Tioga County. Won its Class D regional game that was taking place there in Binghamton, New York. They beat Westmoreland. The Tioga Tigers beat Westmoreland High School a score of 55 for Tioga and 34 for Westmoreland, which I have to say congratulations to the Tioga Tigers football team, along with their staff, on their win. New York State semifinals next week, next Friday, I should say, up in Syracuse, so they're marching forward. We did have another local high school here in Waverly. They're one class up, I believe, because they're Class C. And that's the Waverly Wolverines, who won their Class C regional against Herkimer of a score of Waverly 26 and 13, and Herkimer with a score of 13. So congratulations also to the Waverly Wolverine football teams as they march on their way into the States, hopefully. Yeah, that would be a big deal, because for Tioga, as well as Waverly, with the flood that we had here back in September, this is a real morale booster for the county. As far as I had to follow the score, there was no radio broadcast of the game, and I found a box score that was being updated as the scores were popping up there online. And that's over on my Google Plus page, as well as I posted it on Twitter, and I threw it up on a couple Facebook pages as well. A very happy moment here. There was a very solemn moment earlier today as far as the Penn State-Nebraska game, opening that. I did get a chance to see the opening. Penn State did lose. They only lost by a field goal, but it was what, 14-17. Nebraska won. But the way they came out, it was a really class act, I would say, because given the issue that's at hand there with what transpired over the last week, I think they gave a little bit of dignity back to those victims of the child abuse. Some would say that the game shouldn't have gone on, and I just think the game should have gone on, but the way they started the game, I think it was very humble as the Penn State team walked out onto the field, and then both teams, as far as players and staff, came out to do a moment of silence, as well as a prayer for those the victims there of those the child abuse incident there at Penn State. So it's a day of football today. A team showing teaching how to be humble, as well as a couple local high school teams here in Tioga County that are doing what they do, and that is win football game as they move up in the ladder, I guess, for the state championships. That's all I have for this Saturday evening. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.